Come on, Pete, this is your department. What's going on? Why have your reporters throwing a foist soap up the things in the middle of their... Is it to bulk up the report? They think they're losing interest? Are they subliminally giving someone that the masses will enjoy? What was that all about?
I'd like to claim...
Bring the microphone around, but here, even better.
They were being inspired by, you know, my direction out there, Danny, and that was the sort of thing that they were playing up at the moment, getting them involved in that sort of scene. But unfortunately, someone's beaten us to it. There's a guy who's doing the PA-ing at all the cricket grounds out in New Zealand for the tour. And a touch of New Zealand irony, I think. He's playing different old TV tunes to the England team when they come out to play. The last Test match, he was doing Dad's Army every time they came out on the pitch. And this one, he's been doing Coronation Street.
But could not our staff find quieter corners? Do they have to give in to this pressure?
I think it works perfectly. It just puts an edge to their cricket reporting. It's taken them to a different dimension.
I don't know if it does. I mean, maybe ad-lib a little cricket roundup and see if it works here. Go on then.
Well, the England today have defeated the New Zealanders in the third one-day test in Christchurch in New Zealand. New Zealand were put into bat on their 50 overs. They made 224 for six. England followed, then made 225 with the required run rate of just over 7 and over. No problems there. Top scorer Marcus Piskorczyk with 37 not out. Then Nasser Hussain kicked in.
I don't know. I don't think it adds anything. I think they clash. I really think they clash. I mean, I'm well done. I wondered if you fellas ever made that up, and plainly he does. You can saw it off by the yard.
Absolutely.